broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
It doesn't get any better than that. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news and networks refuse to use, always at hand. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for December the 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Welcome to the broadcast. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. We're convinced the blueprint for liberty is the great answer as we prepare for the return of the Savior, Jesus Christ, to the world. And by the way, it is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, Friday. And it even gets better than that when you think about it's a holiday Christmas weekend gearing up. What is it? The day before Christmas Eve? And we are absolutely live on your radio. Now, Kurt Crosby, I'm sure you can guess who this one is, can't you, my friend? Welcome, sir.
Well, this sounds like maybe the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Roger that, sir. Spot on. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir, nicknamed Motab by the Mormons, by the way. And I don't really like the Motab term too well, but, you know, there you go. Well known around the world for literally my whole lifetime and longer. In fact, much longer. Just one of the most phenomenal singing organizations or groups, whatever you want to say, in the world. Well known, and it's never been political. Until now, Kurt. And we'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. A quick recap of yesterday's show brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. Tell Joyce and crew over at the Power Mall that Sam and Kurt sent you. Thank them so much for their support and involvement. Thepowermall.com for incredible books and videos and DVDs and educational materials, not to mention a bunch of incredible health food. By the way, we made some incredible steak last night. Because Kurt Crosby was telling me to eat more steak, and so, you know, we got on it. Anyway, we put one of Joyce's spice blends on there, natural spices and stuff. I'm telling you right now, it was phenomenal. Get a hold of thepowermall.com or 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And please support the good guys today, thepowermall.com. All right. We talked about this guy named Justin Barkley, a 38-year-old Ithaca, New York man who shot a UPS driver dead outside Walmart. When he talked to the judge, he said he killed Donald Trump. Just weird stuff. Again, they're not asking the right questions about this fiasco, that's for sure. Obama lectures Trump on executive orders. Wow, Bob Under at WND.com breaks that out. Red meat is condemned as the cancer-causing. Blood pressure raising, quote, no. But you know what? Eating more red meat does not hurt your heart, a new study insists. And they say larger portions of beef and pork can actually be good for your blood pressure. So there you have that. Hour two. We had our guest on, Mr. Pete Sepp, NTU.org. Nearly half of Americans miss out on Trump rally, USA Today. I don't mean going to a rally. I'm talking about the stock market rally. the U.S. stock market literally has generated, according to USA Today, $1.8 trillion in paper profits since Election Day, but nearly half of Americans aren't invested in the stock market and haven't made a penny. They're just not involved. Wow. Anyway, Alabama's governor, Robert Bentley, is interviewing our buddy, Judge Roy Moore, for Jeff Sessions' Senate seat, according to WND.com, and good for them. What about the 72-hour rule? We ought to have that in America. We need more of that 72-hour rule, that's for sure. We need to put safeguards in place, says Pete Sepp. We need the 72-hour rule to have transparency in legislation. And then I asked about the downsized D.C. Jim Babka's legislative initiatives. Read the Bills Act and the One Issue at a Time Act. We really need to work there for solutions, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we talked about yesterday on Liberty Roundtable Live. And just to kind of make it very clear, the broadcast is available on demand anytime you like. So if you missed yesterday's show and you hear a tidbit and you're like, man, I want to hear that, you can always go back and check out the archives. Available on your Roku player, live and on demand. Look in the Roku player for the Liberty News Radio channel. It's phenomenal. Live and on demand free radio. By the way, we just added Chris Ann Hall's show to the Roku live and on demand now. So that's good news, right? All right. Well, in addition to all that, we're available at LibertyRoundtable.com on demand for Liberty Roundtable Live. Now, we also have LibertyNewsRadio.com. A lineup of a bunch of incredible talk show hosts, kicking it off with Sam and Kurt Live, then going to Chris Ann Hall. We got Joyce Riley, The Power Hour, thepowermall.com up there. Right after that is Keith Allen's For the People, tremendous broadcast. Wow, right after that, Jesse Lee Peterson, just good stuff. We've got up there The Joe Carey Show, Common Sense Talk Radio with Beth Ann. Just good stuff all the time on your radio. On the weekends, James Edwards, the political cesspool. Michael King, the Cajun contractor, talking about, you know, contracting and building houses and such. We got Michael Kroos, the garden guy, on there talking about gardening. We've just got some Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. Just great stuff everywhere. Anyway, the point is it's all on your Roku player or at LibertyNewsRadio.com. Oh, did I tell you about our award-winning site, Liberty News Daily, too? All right. It's just for Christmas we're offering you free news that's not fake news, that's available for you and your loved ones. Just go to LibertyNewsDaily.com and bookmark it on your computer, your portable devices, whatever you choose. All right. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. The reason I started out with that long clip from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir is because I've got phenomenal news. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir will be singing at the Trump's presidential inauguration, according to KSL.com. Now, that's fantastic news, if you ask my opinion. And as I mentioned, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir is one of the most well-recognized, premier, well-respected singing groups in the world. Has been for literally decades upon decades. And what's fascinating is it wasn't ever political. It was all about patriotism, all about America, all about freedom, all about Christmas, all about those kinds of things. Until now. See, everything's political now. You wake up in the morning and it's political. Well, anyway, Dateline Salt Lake City. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir to sing at the presidential inauguration. It was announced Thursday morning. They will perform for the United States 45th president. The inauguration ceremony for President Donald Trump and vice presidential candidate Michael Pence is scheduled for January 20th, 2017. In Washington, D.C., that's where Trump will take the oath of office. Now, this invitation, believe it or not, will make it the sixth time that the what do they say? How many member choirs this thing? It's the 360 member choir will get to sing. See that? Think about that choir. It's the sixth time they've sung at a presidential inauguration in recent years. They sang at the swearing-in ceremonies for George Bush in 89. They've sang for JFK. Let's see. 1969 for Richard Nixon. We'll get into all this in just a second. But this is, in my mind, tremendous news that's not political. People are claiming it is. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Yes.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
I worry about my parents because I think smoking is going to harm them. I mean, it harms my mom. She coughs all the time. I'm just like, Mom, it's because of your smoking. But she's like, well, see, this is what you should look at. See me, I smoke, and look at this. I'm just like, yeah, Mom, why don't you just try to quit?
Sometimes teenagers do know what they're talking about.
I've tried. I've brought them the little pamphlets that we get at school about not smoking, and I've, like, tossed it in front of them. I'm like, Mom, read this. We even got this thing from the American Cancer Society. It was this thing that you send around about not smoking, because my mom sends those things out. And she's like, it's in here folding them up. And I was like, Mom, are you really going to send those out? And she's like, well, yeah. And I was like, isn't that a slight bit hypocritical? She says, no, I'm going to send them out. I was like, well, don't you see something? These people are trying so hard to get people not to smoke. She was just like, well, I know it's wrong, and I know it's going to harm me, but it hasn't harmed me yet.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Glenn Miller and his band breaking out with Jingle Bells. Come on. All right, we're talking about the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. They've been asked to sing for the Trump inauguration, January 20th, 2017. And it's now controversial. It's just beyond my comprehension. Nevertheless, they've sang for, what, six presidents, Kurt? For the inaugurations? And then five
That's what it looks like,
after
Sam.
That, even. We'll talk about that. Let's talk about the six inaugural realities. George Bush in 89. Nixon in 69?
Yeah, it says in the KSL News piece, it says this invitation will make it the sixth time the 360-member choir has sung at a presidential inauguration in recent years. They sang at the swearing-in ceremonies in 89 for George H.W. Bush in 1969, that was 20 years earlier, for Richard M. Nixon, in 65 for Lyndon B. Johnson, LBJ, and at the inaugural parades in 81 for Ronald W. Reagan, in 89 for George H.W. Bush, and in 2001 for George W. Bush. So as far as I can see, let's see, what do you got? I thought Kennedy was in there somewhere, but anyway,
well,
you know,
keep
I see
reading,
at least
there's five
one...
other presidents that have been sung for, just not at the inaugurations and at the inaugural parades.
Then they say... singing the music of America, wow, is one of the things we do best. We are honored to be able to serve our country by providing music for the inauguration of our next president. Along with singing at several presidential inaugurations, the choir has also performed at other events for five additional U.S. presidents, the LDS Church reported. They sang in the Salt Lake Tabernacle for Jimmy Carter. Yeah, in 78, and John F. Kennedy in 63. They also performed at the Kennedy Center for Gerald Ford in 74, and at the White House for Dwight D. Eisenhower in 58, and for William Taft in 1911.
So we're talking about 11 presidents right there, Kurt.
Yeah.
And they're both sides of the aisle. This is not a political thing. Read that statement. Singing about America, I don't know the exact wording, is one of the things we do best. We love to serve our country and sing. Kurt, that's not a political statement, my friend.
Well, it is in these days, Sam. I mean,
yeah, if you don't believe in America, then it's
political. Like being a racist. If you're a white guy, you're a racist.
Yeah, and if you sing the hymns of freedom.
Yeah, singing the music of America, they said, is one of the best of the things we do best. We are honored to be able to serve our country by providing music for the inauguration of our next president.
Now.
And then a further, go ahead.
So there's a big battle about this. The church had to release comments. That comment about singing for America is one of the things we do best.
Yeah.
Is a statement that's been released to try to deal with the controversy surrounding the agreement to sing. It's just beyond imagination. Now
they say response.
Go ahead.
Is that where you want to hear? Response to the announcement has been mixed.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean all good. With people expressing both opposition and support.
And I don't really see how you oppose to something like this, Kurt. I really don't.
Well, you know, some people, remember, like we've seen it just lately, some people are going to just get mad at any
good point.
Thing, yeah.
Now, by the way, somebody would say, "Well, if Hillary had won and you had lost," no. Remember, I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I was kind to him. I gave him a fair chance in the media. I told the who, what, when, where, why about everybody, but I didn't endorse and/or vote for Donald Trump. So Donald's not my candidate, folks. However, if Hillary had won, I still would be completely fine with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir singing at her inaugural events as well. Kurt, this is not a political issue. This is not a pick sides. And this is the problem that I have with the Republicans and Democratic parties, or the liberals and the conservatives, or whatever fault line you want to find. This is ridiculous, Kurt.
The one other thing that seems to be, Sam, it's kind of nice, if you ask me, is in a song, you can almost say anything. Now, you can say anything bad, I wish they wouldn't, you know, like all these rappers or whatever, but you can almost still say anything really good, like God Bless America.
Yeah,
and,
buddy.
All that other freedom and liberty stuff, you know. And
you can even sing about our King, Kurt.
Yeah.
Which would be Jesus Christ as we wait for his return, sir.
I know, you can. I mean, it's a bunch of politically incorrect stuff, you know.
Now, let me finish with the statement that the choir made that I think is really, really, really important and telling.
Yeah.
They say this. The choir's participation continues its long tradition of performing for United States presidents of both parties' inaugurations and in other settings, and is not an implied support of party affiliation or politics. You get that, folks? It's a demonstration of our support for freedom, civility, and a peaceful transition of power. Now, that statement, in my opinion, is packed full of things that we can talk about. But what they're saying is, look, we're not into partisan politics. We are into the blessings of and the celebration of and the gratitude for this wonderful country set up under God for religious worship freedom. And you know what? We're not into your partisan games. It expresses our support for freedom, then civility. Remember, my clarion call for civility comes to mind, Kurt. And the peaceful transition of power. Now, the enemies of the Donald need to really think about that. Freedom, civility, and the peaceful transfer of power. That's one of the incredible hallmarks of America. And even Hillary and all those folks were saying that when Donald was saying, I might not trust the results, guys. We'll have to wait and see. And then they said, listen, the peaceful transfer of power is one of the greatest things America's known for. We agree. But we agree, even when our hoped-for candidate does not win. And it's about civility. And the Mormon Tabernacle Choir is not endorsing anybody. Kurt, out of those 11 presidents, I don't even know how many are Republican or Democrat, and I don't care. Don't count it up for me because it's not important. Because a lot of the Democrats on that list are, some of them were decent, some of them were horrible. A lot of the Republicans on the list, in my opinion, are closer to Democrats than Republicans anyway. For example, I like JFK. He made a lot of mistakes. He was an immoral man in many ways, but he did a lot of good too. But he was a Democrat, right? And then Nixon melted down and got impeached, right? So, you know, all I'm telling you is, I'm not interested in the partisan politics here, or the Republican or Democrat side. I'm telling you that it's a phenomenal opportunity for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to stand up for the Judeo-Christian values of our country, to set aside politics, to show patriotism, and to truly show support for freedom, civility, and the peaceful transfer of power, Kurt. I think that's the most important piece of this whole news item. When we come back, we'll finish up on this. I think this is such a phenomenal story on so many points. Not only do they get to sing, which hopefully we'll be at and see this occur, which will be incredible, but because it promotes Christianity, the whole religious freedom reason that America exists or was founded, and then most importantly of how we get along and work together in America for solutions on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
CBD oil, a non-intoxicating derivative of cannabis, has been widely used to treat epilepsy and related illnesses in states that permit the medicinal use of marijuana. The Drug Enforcement Administration, which is allowed by Congress to usurp its legislative role by issuing edicts that are enforced as if they were legitimately enacted laws, has designated CBD oil as a Schedule I drug, which means that parents who administer it to children who suffer from Dravet's syndrome, for instance, could face federal prosecution, confiscation of their assets, and prison terms. Despite the fact that CBD contains only a faint trace of THC, which is the psychoactive component in marijuana, The DEA's new regulation, which, oddly enough, uses the archaic Reefer Madness era spelling of the word marijuana, treats the derivative as a narcotic. Leafly, a publication that favors decriminalization of marijuana, notes that the decision by DEA Administrator Chuck Rosenberg is similar to the agency's attempt in 2001, which was slapped down by federal courts. The subsequently enacted Rohrabacher-Farr Amendment forbids the DEA to investigate and prosecute medical marijuana use in the 28 states where it is legal. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Yes, indeed. Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. You know who this is, Kurt?
Gladys Knight?
Yes, sir. Gladys Knight and the Pips. Good work, sir.
Okay, that's
it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Hold on now. See, doesn't it make you just want to bust out and sing?
Right in the one home, something slim.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Gladys Knight and the Pips. The reason that I play her, number one, she's a Mormon. She's proud of it. And she's, a lot of people said, you really can't join the church, Gladys. It'll ruin your career. And she said, so what? Don't care. It's true. And I got to embrace it. Well, anyway, isn't she part of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, Kurt?
I don't know. I know she's performed with them. Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Along with many other incredible people, by the way. Almost anybody who's sung with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir at some point or another. Anyway, I bring that up because it's pretty interesting. And others are going to be singing with the MoTab or the Mormon Tabernacle Choir for the inauguration for President Donald Trump as well, Kurt.
Yeah, and by the way, Sam, just before we go to those others, apparently, according to Salt Lake Tribune, not all 360 members of the choir will attend.
Yeah, so just so people know, that 360-member choir consists of really multiple versions of the choir, because a lot of times they're asked to perform in multiple locations. A lot of the people have families and such like that and can't go to every single event. A lot of times if somebody gets sick, they'll need to replace with somebody, so they've got several soloists and several groups that can make it up. They do that on purpose because it's the most stable choir in the world as well, Kurt.
Yeah, and they've got, they say the choir's asking for 215 volunteers, so I suppose it'll just be all the ones that are willing to wear a Make America Great hat You know what I mean?
Yeah, good point, yeah. Now, I tried out for the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, and they said, Sam, we're going to say two words to you, my friend, day job. And so, no, I'm just kidding. I didn't really try out. I wouldn't even consider making it, although I love to sing. I'm just not on that level, unfortunately. I guess the Lord give us some talents, and mine, you know, I mean, for the average Joe, I might be a decent singer. But when it comes to these guys, it's like, wow.
They do quote the former president of what's called Affirmation. It's called a gay Mormon group in the Salt Lake Tribune article. Who I just thought this was so amazing. Now listen to this. He's of course opposed to this. He says the church's participation will harm this spectacularly talented and beloved choir's image, misrepresent the diversity of Mormons worldwide, and sends the wrong message to LDS children, as they will perceive the church's participation as endorsement of a president whose words and actions do not align with our values.
Kurt, I'm totally lost.
Now, well,
what are they talking about?
Well, this is a quote in this article about the Mormon Tabernacle Choir singing, where they're getting this quote from this guy's the former president of what's called Affirmation. They call it a gay Mormon group. And they've created an online petition, and they got more than 4,000 signatures. And so they said they're worried. Remember, this gay Mormon group is worried about the choir misrepresenting the diversity of Mormons worldwide and sending the wrong message to LDS children. Now, these gay Mormons, they wouldn't be doing that, Sam, but, you know, they're worried about the choir sending the wrong message, and I just found that, I mean, it's the pot calling the kettle black, you know, if you ask me, but
well,
anyway.
Now, by the way, Alex Boyer, I know is a well black known singer.
Yes.
He's one of the nicest guys in the world, by the way.
Yep.
And I know that he sings with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir for sure.
Yeah.
And this is a black man married to a white woman. And I know he's a Mormon and proud of it as well. Now my children got the opportunity to sing with Alex Boyer.
Wow.
So that's how I tell you that he's a nice guy, because we talked to him. Our kids got pictures with him. We've got photos of our children with Alex Boyer because they sung with him, and then they all took pictures, photos afterwards to remember the event and everything. I'm just telling you, the guy's one of the nicest guys in the world. There's also some personal stories about him singing with them that are pretty touching, which I won't tell here, but I'm just telling you, the guy's an absolute gentleman. The guy's just impressive, to say the least. But anyways, I digress.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kurt.
Yeah. And by the way, if you want to see some of his stuff, you can go to the Mormon channel on the Roku player. You know, when you're not listening to Liberty News Radio on the Roku channel, you can switch
that's
right
rare,
over.
So you might not get time, but I understand.
I know. But when you switch over, you can go there to the Mormon channel and pick up... you can choose on the video part, and there's an Alex Boyer thing where he sings with a lady. I can't remember her name, but, you know, they do a great song. It's like, it's one of our church hymns, Sam, but they do it so well. Yeah, yeah, that he's singing with. I'll have to look it up and give you the link, but, man,
I got a question.
It's tremendous.
How could a racist like you be recommending Alex Boyer?
I know, Sam. It doesn't match up, does it?
No, of course not. Because it's a lie, Kurt. And lies usually
really?
Don't match
up. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to know,
Yeah.
But anyway, on this other story that's pretty interesting, I don't think anybody's really ticked off about the whole... I guess the Rockettes, USA Today is saying Rockettes are going to perform as well. The NBC Newsboys are saying the Rockettes are going to perform. Now, the Rockettes.
Well, on the Rockettes.
I thought
really
it was interesting because you could read Mormon Tabernacle Choir Rockettes set to perform. And I'm like,
didn't
know the choir had a Rockettes set.
They do when they perform with them, Kurt. They even got a Gladys Knight when they perform with her, and Alex Boyer when they perform with him, and it goes on and on and on.
Anyway, the Rockettes are going to perform, and their uniforms are quite different than the choir.
I heard Sam. That.
Yeah, they, anyway. They're going to show
up. Now, there's
up
folks trying to put pressure on the Rockettes to back out, Kurt.
Really? I didn't know that part. But I knew that they were showing up. They call them the Radio City Rockettes. And by the way, it's an original American brand, they say. Yes. And they performed at Radio City Music Hall since 1932. I mean, another 16 years and you got 100. And as treasured American icons, that's those little things on your computer screen, they have taken part in some of the nation's most illustrious events, such as Super Bowl halftime shows. Now, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir has never been part of the Super Bowl halftime shows. Macy's Thanksgiving Day parades and presidential inaugurations, including in 2001 and 2005. James L. Dolan, he's the executive chairman of the Madison Square Garden Company, which owns the Rockettes. He said in a statement, "We're honored that the Rockettes have again been asked to perform in the upcoming inauguration festivities." That announcement prompted some on social media to call for boycotts of the group or for the women performing to stage walkouts. Well, yeah, then it'd just have to be a bunch of guys with Trump Make America Great hats being, the Rockettes. By the way, last week, America's Got Talent soprano, I guess America's Got Talent's some kind of TV show, Sam. The soprano there, Jackie Evancho, agreed to sing the national anthem at the inauguration. So, anyway, that's a little bit of stuff coming up. I suppose they'll give you front row seats for all this, Sam.
Of course they will, Kurt. I mean, I'm hanging out with Kurt Cosby, and so... Dude, all you got to say is, I'm with Mr. Crosby. And they're like, enter, sir. Welcome. You know?
Yeah.
Don't you think that's how it is?
We're counting on that for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Roll out the red carpet, baby.
If you mention me, they might put you, somewhere in Virginia.
Behind bars.
Ooh, all right. Quick pause. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live. Merry Christmas. Celebrating good things everywhere. Giving people hope.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome singing sensation David Archuleta.
Ladies and gentlemen, man, David Archuleta with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Kurt, he first gets his debut, becomes a national phenomenon or an icon at American Idol. But he graduates from American Idol to the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
All right, David Archuleta performing with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Now, as far as I understand, Kurt, we've highlighted some black people. As far as I understand, David Archuleta's Hispanic, right, Kurt?
Well, yeah. Archuleta, enchilada, all kind of goes.
Wait a minute.
You know.
That's not Kurt. What's wrong with you?
Well, I'm just saying it sounds kind of similar so it can
Archuleta,
help you understand.
Enchilada. Okay.
Yeah, you know, on, I mean, but, you know, I mean,
now David Archuleta
sure,
is a proud Mormon, is a rock star. He went on a
even
mission
went on a mission
for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He went to Chile, Kurt.
Yeah,
Yeah. Anyway, it was tremendous. But all kinds of people have sung with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Now Donald Trump said that he didn't want celebrities to be star-studded at the inauguration, and I'm going to make a point with this, Kurt. One of the things about the Mormon Tabernacle Choir is, yes, they certainly highlight, you know, Gladys Knight or David Archuleta or all kinds of people. Michael Ball has sung with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir as well. All I'm telling you is that they don't make it a star-studded event, though. They don't make it about the celebrity. It's about Christmas or joy to the world or about, and so it's different. It's not a rock star-studded event necessarily. And I really appreciate that about the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, and I think Donald Trump understands this. That, look, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, you don't go, oh, that's, you know, so-and-so. You say it's a group of people that are singing to their God, singing for their country, singing about family and civility and stability and safety and all the good things the world has to offer, Kurt. And when you think about the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, you think about one of the best singing organizations in the world, but you don't think about an individual for a reason. Because it's not about making rock stars. It's about producing beautiful music. Beautiful music around the world and a tradition of all things we hold dear. All right, any other comments on this? It's a great story, Kurt. Kurt, you with me?
Yes. You know, Sam, I was just thinking about the, you know, this whole thing. And by the way, apparently, you know, there have been other invitations sent out to other artists, according to the boys at the Salt Lake Tribune. Many famous artists have turned down the chance to perform at Trump's inaugural after rumors.
Yeah, because that'll make things better.
To the event. Yeah.
Right. That'll improve relations. That'll smooth over and any controversy or problems and just heal, won't it, Kurt?
Just like if you got troubles in your neighborhood and you're kind of not getting along, if you get invited to a party and
you just say, you know,
yeah,
no, if somebody comes to your house, knocks on the door and tries to give you cookies and wish you Merry Christmas, just
pull your
kick
gun.
Them off
yeah.
your ground. Yeah. See, I mean, it's that kind of stuff. Like, what are these guys
lesson.
Doing, Kurt?
But anyway, here's the list so far, at least as far as I can tell. You got Celine Dion, Elton John, Garth Brooks, and Italian tenor Andrea Bocelli. Should be Bocellini, you know, if it's Italian. I mean, to me, you know, like, anyway.
Kurt, come on.
Sorry.
Pretty soon you're going to see, like, should be Linguini if it's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like something to eat, you know what I mean?
Listen
I mean,
to Kurt Cosby, man. Come on, the guy's out of control.
Yeah.
Anyway, all I'm telling you is that phenomenal news.
Statements.
I got good, better news for you, too, Kurt. I don't know if it's better.
Yeah.
It's just like in addition to good news to the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, hanging out with the Rockettes and Donald Trump's inauguration and it not being political, just being patriotic.
Uh-huh.
Now, you understand that you don't have your act together, right, Kurt?
Of course.
All right. I mean, and you don't represent Kurt Cosby. You just represent all of us, okay?
Yeah.
This is not an attack on Kurt, you know. Kurt's always together. But Kurt as a, you know, representation of us. So, according to the Daily Caller, Amazon is offering free two-hour shipping until midnight Christmas Eve. Why? Because it knows you don't have your act together, Kurt.
Two-hour shipping? How do you get that?
I mean, the answer is you only do it in select cities, Kurt.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because I saw this headline from the Daily Caller, and I went, ah, come on, I don't believe it. And I went, and I used my Prime account to see if we could buy some things, and every one of them said they can get them to us by Christmas Eve, but it wasn't even close to 2 hours. And then there's a little button there that says, hey, 2 hour shipping, and then you click on it, and it gives you a list of cities. And there's quite a few big cities that are there. Chicago, San Francisco, San Diego, I can't remember, Seattle. I don't know all of them. There was a bunch of them. But I'm telling you that even so, the reason I bring this up is because, Kurt, we've never heard of, I don't care if it's limited by certain geographical locations for now. Number one, this has never been heard of to be able to order something and have it delivered in 2 hours. And even though it's only select cities now, that is the vision for Amazon going forward. It's just... it's disruptive technology and reality. And my wife heard about this and she's like, do you think they're using Uber to get this done? And I'm like, you know what? Uber, Lyft, I don't know what they're using, but they're using something. And you're going to see more and more and more of this kind of stuff happening. You're picking up products at stores. You order it online and then you go to the store and they walk out and deliver it into your trunk for you or your car. You're starting to see 2 hour delivery. You're starting to see 2 day free shipping everywhere. You're starting. I'm telling you right now, we are in a new era. The likes of which former generations cannot even imagine happening. And I actually think it's really cool news. Now, I'm not really for the getting and spending stuff for Christmas as much as I am the celebration of the season for the right reasons, the Savior Jesus Christ. But I do get that, man, that's a tremendous change, you know, in several cities, Kurt, representing a lot of people. 2 hour shipping. And to even at this day, at this time, Friday, December 23rd, to be able to say, hey, you can literally have something delivered by Christmas Eve, Kurt, is just, it's just unimaginable, really. Especially for those of us who grew up before we even had the internet. I mean, I know that's kind of crazy to even contemplate, but I mean, I was around, what would you say, the internet kind of reached prominence for the masses in 95, maybe? I mean, it was around before that. I was playing on the internet well before that. But I think the masses, 95, 96 range.
You and Al Gore, I remember Al Gore.
No, Al created it. I just got to play on it. I didn't create it. I'm not that smart, Kurt. I'm not as smart as Al.
Yeah, good point.
Now, I did. I played with the internet long before. I was using DOS as my software, and me and a friend wrote applications
DOS?
That literally connected to the internet. And yeah. Oh, yeah. DOS, anyway.
I've heard of DOS.
All I'm telling you, though, is, look, I got on the planet in 67, so 77, 87, 97. I was almost 30 before the internet was really prominent.
Wow.
Anyway, but now literally order something on your little teeny phone, you know, a tiny device that you can hold in your hand, and literally seconds have something that can be delivered to you within 2 hours. They also have this incredible restaurant delivery piece where you can, even restaurants that don't deliver, Kurt, now do because of Amazon. And what they'll do is they'll deliver in certain select cities restaurant deliveries. And like if you're in San Diego, they got like 151 choices. It's crazy. But it's actually really neat. And I'm telling you, this is the future. Drone delivery. I wouldn't say
if you want a drone for Christmas, you can get one of those delivered.
Yes, you can. And you can have the drone
and they're delivered by a drone.
Well, the drones won't deliver the drones yet.
A drone delivers a drone.
Not yet. Oh. They're working on that. But right now, the drone is restricted to less heavy items, Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
Still in testing.
So it'd be a small drone.
Yeah.
You know, if you wanted a drone delivered.
Yeah.
And
it reminds
did you
of those
see that one
Chinese
piece
dolls,
where
Kurt?
What was
you know how they
seven,
have a doll within
even?
A doll and a doll within a doll? It'd be like drones within drones and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Yeah.
Now, 7-Eleven, you're saying?
They're delivering by drone now. Did you see that?
Yeah, they're working on that. There's all kinds of people testing this now. Of course, they don't test it in America.
Already started doing it.
Not in America.
Know, at least the 7-Eleven story that I sent you a little while back said they are.
All right, well, let's look it up. All I'm telling you is the problem that Amazon has is that drone delivery, they're testing in other countries because they say that there's too much regulation in America and they can't get it done.
Well, yeah. America is where we have all the freedom and stuff, Sam.
So all I'm telling you is hopefully Donald will fix that. And, you know, there's good things are coming. Merry Christmas to you from us. From all kinds of star-studded singers singing with a Motab and changing it from not being about celebrities but being about the reason for the season. You gotta love it. And the reason for patriotism. You gotta love it. God, family, and country always on your radio. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, and, well, we just got it going on for you. Merry Christmas. And we want to say this. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. We will make America great again, folks. And we will await our Savior, Jesus Christ, the only King we'll accept. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. This nation shall endure.